Well, good morning once again. Oh, that's loud. That's good. Hallelujah. Let's shout for joy. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, it is good to praise you. What else can we do, Lord, with all you've done for us? The work you continue to do for us. We praise you this morning, Lord, and always. What a wonderful, awesome God you are. Lord, we pray that you'd open your word for us this morning. We pray, Lord, that you'd encourage us, instruct us, exhort us, change us. Reach our hearts, Lord, as we lift our hearts to you. Open up heaven for us this morning. We need you, Lord. Fill this place with your love and with your spirit and with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like gospel music, Southern gospel music. And there's one song in particular, and I've shared about this before. There's one song that came to my mind about a man who's running through an airport trying to catch a plane. He doesn't have much time. I've done that, and I missed the plane. Oh, well. He's running through an airport, and he runs into this girl that has a cart there she's selling. I think it's apples or something. And he knocks it over, and he starts to keep on going, but then he turns around and looks, and he notices the girl is there trying to find the apples. She's blind. So he goes back and helps her. Of course, he misses his plane. And she, well, I won't say looks at him, but she turned towards him. He said, "Are you Jesus? Are you Jesus?" In Matthew 25, 34 through 40, one thing I want to point out is that section starts out in verse 14, that starts in verse 14 is subtitled "The Stewardship of Talents." You know, we're all given talents, aren't we? We're all given abilities. We're all provided with what we need to further his kingdom and to serve him. Anyway, 25, 34 through 40. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." Isaiah 58, 1 through 12. "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they." Ordinance of justice. "Wherefore hath they fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore hath we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with a fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest him naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Our opening scripture this morning is 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Some translations use the word love. What's the difference between love and charity? Personally, I think that the word charity is bolder than love. I think it includes love. It's more than just warm, funny, fuzzy feelings towards others. We here at Isaiah 58, we try to have warm, fuzzy feelings to the people that we encounter here. But sometimes that doesn't happen. What should we do anyway? We should continue to do what we're called to do. So what is charity? It's love in action. What is the greatest commandment? Jesus was asked. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's two there, but actually they're connected. Is there a chance for our love for others to grow cold? Can we become jaded, desensitized? Yeah, it can be easy to do if you don't watch it, right? What hardens hearts? Maybe being taken advantage of. Of course, that doesn't happen here, does it, Shirley? But what do? We continue. Do we still look at our guests through the eyes of Jesus, through the eyes of love? Do we still see the need, or do we see an inconvenience? Do we meet our task grudgingly? Or enthusiastically. Because what we do, we're doing for the Lord. So there should be nothing grudgingly. Do we just go through the motions? I don't ever want to reach that place where I'm just going through the motions. What about relationships within the ministry? Do we pray for those we work alongside of? I see an awful lot of people in here that do. I know they do. I've seen an awful lot of people in here that pray for me, and I feel your prayers. We are the church of the Isaiah 58 Project of Arizona. You know, we actually have that whole thing on our email address. The Church of the Isaiah 58 Project of Arizona. We're a ministry, but we're also a church. Are we a church inside a ministry or a ministry within a church? Yeah, good answer. Is there a distinction? Does it really matter? Every aspect of this ministry is equally important. Every worker, every volunteer is equally important. We have a sign in the kitchen, and I was looking at that the other day. It said our volunteers don't get paid. That doesn't mean they're worthless. It means they're priceless. You know, just about any amount of money would be an insult, wouldn't it, for what everybody does. So what's it all about? It's about loving God. Loving others. This is where we strengthen ourselves. And this is where we strengthen the ministry in the Lord. Have you noticed that people pay attention to you? People pay attention to Christians. They watch us. I think that maybe they want to see us slip up so they can throw it in our face. And that's okay. It keeps us honest, doesn't it? They watch us as Christians and as a ministry. You know, God does not want proud servants. He wants humble service. Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. I've told you this before. I'm going to tell you again. The seven deadly sins. There's anger, slothfulness, pride, vanity, greed, gluttony, and envy. You know how I remember that? They're all found on Gilligan's Island. Think about it. It's all there. Poor Marianne, envious of all the other ones, when she had more going for her than any of them did. Oh, well. Pride. Pride is the basis of all sin. Pride literally means to lift up strength or to lift up self. Humility is to lift up God. There's another word that means the same thing as humility, to lift up God, and that word is redeem. Jesus talked about being lifted up. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. There's more than one way of looking at that verse. He was lifted up onto a cross, but he was also exalted on that cross. Redeem is God being lifted up in the lives of others. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He said, I will redeem. How do we lift up Jesus? By showing his love. His love in us and his love reflected through us will draw people to us. People will be redeemed. Our actions, every little kind thing we do, shows Jesus to a lost world. Our faithfulness shows Jesus to a lost world. As I've mentioned before, I was chaplain of a jail for 10 years in Oregon. And a lot of people didn't come to my church services I conducted. But you know, that's okay. It's okay in that just me going in there and them seeing me coming in there, that spoke to them. That they're not forgotten, that God hasn't forgotten them. Of course, I would rather have seen crowds in there, but 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13. We read the first three verses. I'm going to read the rest of it. This is the love chapter. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. And whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, even that which is in part, shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is love and action. Nearly 6 years ago, Pastor Mike passed away. And people in town were writing our obituary. I had the privilege and the honor of preaching for Mike that Sunday, Father's Day, 2016, when he had a stroke. I went into it was a general store then, now it's called Coyote Foods. I have a hard time when something changes their name, you know, I'm still calling them by that. Anyway, I was standing there at the meat counter, and the guy Rick that was a meat cutter there, he was talking to somebody about Isaiah 58, about how we're probably going to shut down, and God still had plans for Isaiah 58, didn't he? God wasn't through with us. A year ago, once again, when my wife, Pastor Linda, passed away, once again, they're going to shut down. They're going to sell everything. Rumors were all over town. Once again, they're writing our obituary. But guess what? God had other plans. God wasn't through with us, and he still isn't. He's not going to be through with us until he calls us home. Proverbs 29:18 says, without a vision, my people perish. Without a vision, a ministry can perish. Whose vision? I happened to mention one time Pastor Mike's vision, and I was corrected. No, it's God's vision. Well, you know, if God's vision has to become our vision. God's vision became Pastor Mike's vision, so it starts and remains as God's vision, but it has to find its way into our hearts. Because that's where we minister from, out of our hearts. It has to find its way into our actions. And it has to remain there. This ministry has been blessed with people that give of their time, their finances, their prayers, by people that share the vision. by people that lift up Jesus to a lost world. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be closing down the kitchen after Friday. We were going to try to go till the 31st, but we're just throwing away too much food, and there's just isn't as much of a demand for it. And there's some people that are very, very tired. That doesn't mean everything's going to discontinue. We're still going to have a food bank. We're still going to have showers. We're still going to have a clothing hut. And we're still going to be available if people come here needing someone to talk to. We're going to try to meet everybody's needs as best we can. We're not going to let anybody go hungry. There's a lot of people leave this time of year. But we get to stay here and enjoy the nice warm weather, don't we? We have air conditioning, and we're not afraid to use it. I want to thank everybody that serves. I want to thank everybody that puts a smile on their face, that means it, and faces the wonderful, beautiful people that come in. Great is your reward in heaven. Lord, we thank you. You've placed it in our hearts to serve you this way. You brought us to this place, Lord, to fulfill your commission, to further your kingdom, or that you would further your kingdom through us. Because it's about you, Lord. It's always about you. We thank you, Lord, that you've always provided our needs. And we thank you, Lord, because we know you will continue to provide our needs. Lord, bless your people. We love you, Lord. We love you. Lord, be with us today and always. Guide and direct us. Lord, help us to be humble and lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. That concludes our service. Come back tonight, 6 o'clock.